Hello, Jason Ong with the top stories on ABC News. The Prime Minister is standing by Employment Minister Michaelia Cash as Labor calls for her to be sacked. The opposition used today's question time to pursue the government over revelations one of Senator Cash's staffers gave the media advance notice of federal police raids on the Australian Workers Union. Malcolm Turnbull said she was misled and that she's corrected the record. Labor Senator Pat Dodson has described the dumping of a proposed Indigenous advisory body as a slap in the face. Hundreds of Aboriginal and Torres Strait Islander people endorsed the idea at the Uluru Convention in May, but the Prime Minister, Malcolm Turnbull, today released a statement saying the proposal wouldn't win public acceptance in a national vote. Police in Indonesia say at least 47 people have been killed in an explosion at a fireworks factory near the capital, Jakarta. Most of the victims are believed to be women who worked in the building. An electrical fault is believed to have caused the explosion. And severe storms have lashed southeast Queensland and parts of New South Wales. Large hailstones pelted the city of Newcastle in the New South Wales Hunter region. The Bureau of Meteorology says some areas received 10 millimetres of rain in just 10 minutes. And those are the latest headlines from ABC News.